And so you graduated from Pipestone in what year?
1955.
Are there any names from that high school that you're still in touch with or that you know went on to other careers?
We are very unique in that every 5 years we have a class reunion. But there was 10 or 12 of us guys that got together every year, and we still do. My best friend was Jack Nesson. He wound up going to Oklahoma City University. I was very close to him, and that's how I wound up going to OCU.
How did your father feel about that?
Well, he had an eighth grade education and was doing all right. And he didn't understand why I needed to go past ninth grade. And once I had a high school degree, he said, that's all you need to have. But when I was working in Penny's, I convinced him two things. One was that I was not going to live in Minnesota with the cold. And number two, I was going to get a college education if I could. He finally consented. I remember it was in February 1956, I believe. I said I was going to look at Oklahoma City University since Jack was going to school down here. We came down. That particular week, it was more than 20 below every night. On Saturday morning, before we were going to leave for Oklahoma City, it was 33 below. So that was the last winter I spent in Minnesota. But my father and I did drive down, and when the winter wheat was green in February in Oklahoma here, he thought a little more of it, thought it was not too bad. I think it was in the 50s when we were here, and we left the 30 below, so he could understand why I came down here, and I had his blessing.
Then you enrolled here at Oklahoma City University.
That's correct.
Tell us how that went.
Well, I came down in the summertime, and Mr. Risch had helped with recommendations where I could transfer to the Penny store here at 50th and Mayfair. So I started working here in July. I went to a summer session under a class of salesmanship. That's how I started at Oklahoma City University.
That J.C. Penney store, where was that located?
50th and May, at Mayfair Shopping Center.
You're working and going to school. Is that working for you?
The summer school worked fine. Then when regular school started, I think I carried 15 hours. It might have been 12 hours, I'm not sure. And I worked 40 hours. And then I also pledged the fraternity. Jack belonged to the Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity. I was very impressed with the fraternity and the brotherhood. I also pledged the fraternity. So that first semester between pledging and working 40 hours, my schoolwork didn't do real well. So I decided the next semester I'd carry 9 hours.
At the end of that first year at OCU, are you thinking, all right, this is great, I'm going to go back for my second year, or what happens to you?
Well, I was working in Penny's during the summertime, and Jack had gone home up north to work during the summer. We were in correspondence all the time, and we decided, you know, it's so nice in Oklahoma. Can you imagine what it would be like in Florida? So we decided that we would transfer to Florida and go to Florida Southern University in Lakeland, Florida. So I met him somewhere, I think around Chicago or wherever, and we both drove our cars down to Lakeland, Florida to start with school. I tried to get on with Penny's, and I was having a hard time getting on. Moved into the dorm where the fraternity was staying, the Lambda Chi's. I was trying to get a job and enrolling in school, but it turned out I couldn't get a job and didn't have enough money, so I had to drop out. In fact, I was completely out of money. My next step was go to Tampa to try to find a job. On the way into Tampa, I stopped at a grocery store on a Saturday, and they said, well, we can use a bag boy, somebody for carrying groceries, so you can start in. Saturday, I did pretty good carrying bags for ladies to their car and living on the tips. But when I went back Monday morning, they said, well, we don't need a bag boy. We only do that on Fridays and Saturdays. We just don't have anything. And I said, well, I really need a job. The manager said, well, I'll tell you what, we don't have a job for you, but the guy that sorts out the pop bottles didn't show up. So if you'll sort those out, I'll give you some money until that guy shows up. I guess I did a great job sorting those pop bottles because the other man didn't show up. He said, well, I need you to work on the dairy case. So I wound up keeping the job at the grocery store in Tampa, Florida. The first job was in the dairy department, and did a good job cleaning that out. I learned about payola.
How's that?
Well, Borden's had 9 rows of milk. Another milk company had 3 rows of milk, and one company had 1 row. There were 3 different milk vendors. So when I cleaned the dairy case, which hadn't been cleaned in a long time, I also decided that everyone was going to have the equal amount of rows, and they would all have 3 rows of milk. Then the Borden's man came up and just took the other guy's milk out, put his back in the majority of rows. I said, no, I'm in charge now, and this is the way we're going to handle this. We're going to have everybody the same amount. And he says, well, we sell a lot more milk. And I said, well, yeah, you sell more milk because you got more rows. So he pulled out a pecan peanut cluster and handed it to me. And he said, you can just have this, but let me explain to you. And so while I was enjoying that peanut cluster, they said, well, we advertise on the radio. We're doing a little television advertise. We're in the newspaper. That's why the customers are asking for our milk, and we have to have more rows. So I negotiated with him, and he got more rows than what I had given, but not quite as many as he had to start with. But it was a good learning experience, and I learned a great deal in the grocery store.
Did he have to continue giving you peanut clusters to make this happen?
No. I was really not into payola. I really seriously thought I was doing it right, but I learned why it was that he was selling more milk, and I agreed with him. We also learned a lot about marketing. I was always in a fight with the guy in the meat department because my dairy products were stored in the meat department, and I would run specials, and he would run specials, and I had to store it in there. It was a chain of 6 stores, and he wouldn't even go to the manager of our store anymore. He went directly to the manager of the chain and said, you know, this guy that's in this dairy department, I can't work with him anymore. He's taken over my meat department. Things I learned, like marketing, I think margarine might have been 20 cents a pound. Run a special, 5 pounds for a dollar, and it was incredible how many people would take 5 pounds of margarine. It was a regular price, but we'd stack it in the aisle, put a sign, 5 pounds for a dollar, and I was able to use these things later in life.
Was that a limit of 5 pounds?
Yeah, limit, 5 pounds for a dollar.
So maybe the word limit?
Limit was a main item in there, that's right.
That's in 56 or 57, and you're 19 years old when you're learning these life lessons, is what you're doing.